lying and bluffing are both modes of misrepresentation or deception. Now, the concept most central to the distinctive nature of a lie is that of falsity. The liar is essentially someone who deliberately promulgates a falsehood. Bluffing, too, is typically devoted to conveying something false. Unlike plain lying, however, it is more especially a matter not of falsity, but of fakery. This is what accounts for its nearness to bullshit. For the essence of bullshit is not that it is false, but that it is phony. In order to appreciate this distinction, one must recognize that a fake or a phony need not be in any respect, apart from authenticity itself, inferior to the real thing. What is not genuine need not also be defective in some other way. It may be, after all, an exact copy. What is wrong with a counterfeit is not what it is like, but how it was made. This points to a similar and fundamental aspect of the essential nature of bullshit. Although it is produced without concern with the truth, it need not be false. The bullshitter is faking things, but this does not mean that he necessarily gets them wrong. In Eric Ambler's novel Dirty Story, a character named Arthur Abdel Simpson recalls advice that he received as a child from his father. "Although I was only 7 when my father was killed, I still remember him very well, and some of the things he used to say. One of the first things he taught me was, 'Never tell a lie when you can bullshit your way through.'" The citation is provided in the same OED entry as the one that includes the passage from Pound. The closeness of the relation between bullshitting and bluffing is resonant, it seems to me, in the parallelism of the idioms, bullshit your way through and bluff your way through. This presumes not only that there is an important difference between lying and bullshitting, but that the latter is preferable to the former. Now, the elder Simpson surely did not consider bullshitting morally superior to lying, nor is it likely that he regarded lies as invariably less effective than bullshit in accomplishing the purposes for which either of them might be employed. After all, an intelligently crafted lie may do its work with unqualified success. It may be that Simpson thought it easier to get away with bullshitting than with lying. Or perhaps he meant that although the risk of being caught is about the same in each case, the consequences of being caught are generally less severe for the bullshitter than for the liar. In fact, people do tend to be more tolerant of bullshit than of lies, perhaps because we are less inclined to take the former as a personal affront. We may seek to distance ourselves from bullshit, but we are more likely to turn away from it with an impatient or irritated shrug than with the sense of violation or outrage that lies often inspire.